every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Union, with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome into another edition of Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, so good to be with you, and happy holidays wherever you happen to be. We appreciate you being with us. Just a couple weeks until Christmas, and this is show 49 of 50 for year 25, if you can believe that. But we appreciate you being on board with us each and every week here on Real Golf Radio. At Real Golf is where you can follow us on X. Real Golf Radio, where your favorite podcasts are found. Also, you can search for us there on Instagram, and we'll try to, you know, we're not the best at social media, but we do try to post a few things, especially when we're in some various locations, and including this week. We, through the magic of technology and radio, Bob's out in the ocean somewhere, and I'm in New York City doing a golf show, and talking golf this time of year is kind of fun. Bob, happy holidays, buddy.
Yeah, happy holidays to you. Having some fun with my wife and some friends, and doing it from a boat that's, or a ship that's docking in Cozumel this morning. So it's a great time of year, and can't wait to get back home. And, you know, Christmas is all about family, and can't wait to get home back to them as well. But enjoying taking in some time.
Yeah. Has the weather been good?
Vacation. Yeah.
Has the weather been good?
Weather's been perfect. Yeah. It's been about 80 degrees, and we've had a couple tinges of rain, but nothing crazy, and flat, calm seas.
You gotta love that, especially when you're on a cruise. So
yep.
Well, I had a chance to be at Stream Song this week as well. This is the second time, ironically, in about a month or so, and I have a new perspective. Okay, so I'm going to share that with you. I have a new perspective on Stream Song. We'll talk about that. Plus, we got to get into some stories, year in review, major championships, top stories of the year, and then a little Christmas theme, if you will, Bob, some stocking stuffers. I want you to be thinking about, you're going to dole out some candy, or you're doling out some coal. I'll tell you who the topics are, and you can tell me if it's candy or coal. So you following the game there? Coal, if you don't agree. Candy, if you do agree. And I'm just going to give you a little teaser. One of them I'm going to throw out there is the PGA of America.
Okay.
For their selection of the Ryder Cup captain, Keegan Bradley. Now, you know, when they made that announcement, I was all in. And I like that. The problem is, as it got closer, Keegan became what looked like would be an integral teammate, not necessarily a need as a captain.
Right.
And that's why I want to get your, looking back, hindsight's always 20/20, but that's just one of them that we're going to talk about coming up here in hour number one. Stay with us. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
How's it going, everyone? Spencer Reynolds here with Fujikura Golf. And today we're excited to bring you our newest line of performance golf shafts, the all-new Fujikura Pro Series. The Pro naming convention has a rich Fujikura history, and this promises to be the highest performance Pro Series yet, featuring an all-new advanced bend profile design. Advanced bend profile is a design technique where we target specific regions within a section of the shaft and alter stiffness in those sections to increase overall shaft performance. In the all-new Pro Series, advanced bend profile targets the lower region of the midsection, drops the stiffness dramatically to increase kick speed, and a reinforced tip section provides increased stability and consistency at impact. Available in two distinct and overall smooth-feeling profiles, Pro Blue offers players a traditional mid-launch and mid-low spin configuration, while Pro Black focuses on higher ball speed players, delivering a lower launch and lower spin option. Both Pro models are available now, so visit us at fujikuragolf.com for more product-specific information, locate a charter dealer near you, and get fit for the all-new Fujikura Pro Series.
Everyone needs a checking account, so get the one with built-in benefits to complement your unique lifestyle. Mountain America's MyStyle Checking has perks no one can pass up. You'll enjoy sizzling restaurant deals, peace of mind mobile phone protection, timely telehealth access, built-in identity protection, and clutch loan rate discounts. Make MyStyle your lifestyle at Mountain America Credit Union. Visit macu.com/mystyle. Insured by NCUA. Membership required based on eligibility. Some benefits require no cost registration or activation. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
With adaptive weighting technology and 33 unique loft and lie settings, Cobra has a driver model for every golfer. Introducing DS Adapt from Cobra Golf. Dial in your game.
Say hello to 4U Banking from Zions Bank. Customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Like credit cards. Experience 4U Banking today at a Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Credit card accounts are subject to credit approval. Certain terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See the consumer credit card agreement and disclosure statement for more details. Offers are available for new credit card accounts only and subject to change at any time. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, good to be with you. It's brought to you, as always, by Black Desert Resort. Just a reminder, it's a great time to be down at Black Desert Resort in St. George, Utah. You can book your stay and play at blackdesertresort.com. The Tom Weisskopf Championship Design Golf Course is open and available for play. Of course, it's hosted PGA and LPGA Tour events. And, you know, the amenities are really filling in there as well. Not only the hotel and the spa, you got the pools and the hot tubs, the restaurants that are there. You might want to think about New Year's Eve as well. Last year we did New Year's at Black Desert and scheduled the New Year's Eve dinner at Basalt. The steakhouse there was phenomenal. So highly recommend it. Check out blackdesertresort.com for all of the details. And of course, exclusive real estate opportunities are available at blackdesertresort.com. And we thank them for their sponsorship. Thanks for tuning in here on a holiday themed edition, just 2 weeks to Christmas. Excited about that. And show 49 out of 50 in year 26 of hosting Real Golf. Yeah, just think about that for a minute, Bob. That's insane.
26
years.
Yep.
We're going into year 27. Yep. And 50 shows a year. Yeah, added up. That's a lot of shows, but we're certainly excited about it. You know, I was talking to some of the guys this week, which was interesting, that I was playing golf with at Stream Song. And they were asking me, you know, kind of about the show, how I got into it, all of that kind of thing. And for the most part, you know, they said, well, how'd you connect with Billy Casper and with Bob Casper and all that? And I talked about how I got with you after the Champions Challenge when you yep. and your dad won, which was super cool. And how we started doing the show the next year and how we went to the Masters and started that in 2000 and caddied for your dad in 2005 and been media credentialed since 06. And you start going through all of the different things. It's been a pretty fun ride, you know, going through the development of SiriusXM's PGA Tour Network, sitting down there in Ponte Vedra Beach and, you know, talking through, you know, with agents and tour officials on how this whole thing is going to look. And then hosting the first broadcast on PGA Tour Network at the 2005 US Open at Pinehurst with Peter Kessler. There's a lot of things that, you know, that we've been a part of that have been super cool. And then being a part of the broadcast team for CBS Sports Radio and Westwood One at a couple PGA championships, you at the Masters. So there's been some fun things that we've been able to be a part of without question.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Just all things that are golf, all things that are around professional golf and sport. And yeah, it's just, I mean, you came from a background of being able to do some things with the Jazz and pre and post game and with college, you know, football and athletics, and it's been really, really interesting, and it's been very, very fun and enjoyable as well.
Yeah, it's been cool. An unlikely coming together, if you will, but it, you know what? Hey, we took off. We were pioneers in the space a little bit. Yep. My kids are like, so you could have been an influencer? And I'm like, yeah, if that was a thing back then, you know, maybe we could have been influencers. Who knows? We could have been Fat Perez before Fat Perez. Yeah, you never know. Not that that's who I'm aspiring to be, but you know, hey, you, me, the caddy, we had a little thing going. Still got a little thing going. Been kind of a fun deal. So,
yeah.
That if you're new to the show, that's a little bit of the history around Real Golf Radio. And I mentioned I was going to have a different take, a perspective on Stream Song, so I wanted to hit that real quickly because I think.
Tell me about it.
When we were there a month or so ago, we were playing with a group, and a lot of the majority of the guys were high handicappers, and so we played the white tees. I think there were at least three tees up, and I didn't feel like the golf courses were anything that special. And I'm reminded that, you know, when you design a golf course, typically you look at a Cor Crenshaw, Tom Doak, Gil Hans. Those are the three architects out there. David McClay Kidd's building a fourth right now that'll be open in a year. But when you start kind of looking at those, they look at the holes from those back tees. And then they put in, you know, again, they don't completely just arbitrarily drop in front tees. They look at how does that play for the higher handicap and how can they benefit. But it's a different look than the sight lines you get from the back tees. So we didn't play the tips. We played one up. We were in a pro-am, so the pro played the tips. We were one up. And it was I really like the Cor Crenshaw on the Doak. Those are the red and the blue courses. I think those are really good golf courses. I like them better than I did the first time. And I think that's a good reminder that when you play some of these golf courses, the first time you play it, there are some things you're probably going to need to figure out. There might be some shots you didn't really see. There might be some breaks that you didn't really see. And you might get screwed, if you will, on some shots that you thought you hit well. That's part of the game. That's part of figuring out a golf course. A really good golf course probably takes a little bit of time and a few times playing it to really kind of dial it in. So I'm going to retract some of the, you know, maybe negative comments I made about Stream Song initially on the red and blue courses. However, I'm standing firm on the black course. That is ridiculous. I don't know. I mean, Gil Hans, by all accounts, is one of the great architects, modern architects of our time with everything that he's working on. But those green complexes, someone's going to have to sit down and explain to me how those green complexes are a really good design. Because I'm telling you, I've played it twice now from back tees, front tees. The greens are just, it's frustrating. And so the same guys were there. They were experiencing it for the first time. None of them liked the black course. They all loved the blue course, and the red course was probably their favorite. And by the way, that's the way they're rated in the world rankings. You got red, blue, black. So
cool.
Anyway, if you have a chance to play it, I think it's cool. It still is a bit of a trek to get out there. It still lacks like full amenities for, you know, say, you know, couple stays or things like that. If your spouse or significant other is not a playing golf, I think it lacks a little bit there, but they do have some new cabins that are going to up the game on some stay and play and that kind of thing that are being built around.
Destination type of a place.
Yeah, I think they're starting to come up with
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, the food's great. The golf was great. The weather was great. It was a little chilly. They had a cold front. It's like the coldest it's been in a while. So we were in sweaters and stuff like that for the mornings. But we were in shorts for two of the 3 days. So it was still nice. Probably low 70s on most part. But yeah, so there's my report back on Stream Song. I didn't anticipate. Literally got a text Sunday morning that I had a tee time the next day that I needed to be to. And so that kicked off all kinds of planes, trains, and automobiles scenario for me. But it was fun nonetheless.
Good.
So there you go.
Yeah, and then you can also coordinate a little trip up to NYC for the Christmas season.
Yeah, so, I mean, hey, last minute, we have to be out east. Why not go up and take in a little Christmas cheer in New York? And that's what we're doing this week. And you were out in the ocean enjoying a cruise. And so I thought, hey, why not? And brought Gene out here. And it's one of our favorite things to do this time of year, for sure. It's chilly. Well, I'll tell you, it's not. It's more than chilly. It's cold out here. And I actually bought a new coat. It's that cold out there. So, and it's a different kind of cold when you're on the water, as you know. So
yeah. Well, I am on the water, but it's warm, and there is some Christmas season that is going on out here with with big Christmas trees and gingerbread cities. And so everything, you know, everybody's getting into the season, and no matter where you're at, and even on a cruise ship.
All right. So I mentioned that off the top, we're going to do some Christmas theme topic, and we're going to talk about candy or coal. So if you're taking care of the stockings on these particular players or groups, are you going candy or coal? And we don't have time to do it. Let me just set it up for you. So I mentioned the PGA of America. I also want to throw in Captain Keegan Bradley. I want to throw in Ryder Cup fans. I don't know why, when I was thinking of this topic, the whole Ryder Cup thing just kept coming in. I want to throw in Tommy Fleetwood. I want to throw in the FedEx Cup playoffs. And I want to throw in this whole new schedule being proposed on the PGA Tour. So there's a few things that I want to throw in. Fall series, all of that kind of stuff. I want to throw that in. I want to get your take, candy or coal, on some of these coming up. On what's your take? And then we need to complete our holiday gift guide segment.
Yeah.
And I want to go stocking stuffers, since we're doing this, right? So stocking stuffers, what is the good stocking stuffer for that golfer on your list? So we got to hit all of that. Plus, as I mentioned, Rex Hargard with a nice follow-up to our conversation with an article at golfchannel.com on the future look, a potential schedule. He went through the exercise of putting one together and talking to some tour players, Billy Horschel and others, who gave him some interesting insights on what they think that tour might look like. And we'll get into all that, plus year in review, majors, all that straight ahead. Stay tuned. We're just getting started. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Right now is the perfect time to check out the all-new Black Desert Resort in St. George. You can stay. You can play. Enjoy one of the many restaurants that are open to serve you, like the fun sports atmosphere at the 20th hole or the finest steakhouse experience at Basalt. Play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, home to the PGA and LPGA Tours. Take on the massive 36-hole putting course and enjoy luxury your way at Black Desert Resort. Book your experience at blackdesertresort.com.
My name is Nikki, and I'm a real client of Siegfried & Jensen. They'll help you deal with the insurance companies, get you the treatment you need, really go to bat for you.
We know how to win. If you've been injured, call Siegfried & Jensen.
They will absolutely take 100% care of you.
Golf Course Green starts with good irrigation. Pros and golf course superintendents agree. You should turn to Mountainland Supply for your turf irrigation needs. Mountainland Supply is the exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. And what does that mean to you? When you need irrigation products for your lawn, you can trust that Mountainland Supply will have what you need. Plus, Mountainland can assist you in designing your sprinkler system with smartphone controllers, drip irrigation, pipes, parts, and tools. Go to MountainlandSupply.com to find the location nearest you.
At Black Desert Resort, everyday living feels like a well-deserved getaway. Immerse yourself in the unique opportunity of ownership nestled among the lava fields and vibrant cliffs of Greater Zion. Spanning 600 acres of scenic desert landscape, our newly built luxury resort offers a range of residences, diverse dining options, year-round outdoor recreation, and world-class spa facilities. Anchoring it all is our signature Tom Weisskopf Golf Course. Explore the options or book a tour at ownblackdesertresort.com.
Say hello to 4U Banking at Zions Bank, customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Whether you're looking to open a new checking account or simply save for the future, we're ready to help with banking that's meant for you. Experience 4U Banking today at your local Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Please refer to the deposit account agreement, account disclosure, deposit rate sheet, and personal account schedule of fees available in the online agreement center or speak with a banker for more details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
My name is Taylor, and I'm a real client of Siegfried & Jensen. They helped us to feel the reassurance we needed. They helped point us in the right direction, and they made this experience incredible.
Here for you whenever and wherever you need us.
Call Siegfried & Jensen.
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking Golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Welcome back to the show, Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. Thanks again for being with us here on Real Golf Radio. So let's start with this, year in review, Bob, before we get to the Christmas theme. You know, you when you look at the major champions, you know what? Screw it. Stop. No. We just went off. I just teased twice this Christmas theme. We got to get to it. Okay. Starting over. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. All right. Welcome back to the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. Thanks again for joining us here on Real Golf Radio. Still to come, we're going to get to our top stories of 2025 over this week and next, as we've got show 49 of 50 and show 50 of 50 coming up next week to finish out 2025. So we'll continue with our top stories of the year through this show and next. But I mentioned the Christmas theme, Bob. You ready for it? You want to play? Yeah. Who wants to play a Christmas game? Doesn't want to play? Okay. Anyway. So, stocking stuffers. Let's start with the PGA of America. Candy or coal? PGA of America selects Keegan Bradley as the Ryder Cup captain. Are you giving that candy or coal in that stocking?
Oh, I don't know. I think it was kind of the only option they had. So to the PGA of America, Cole, for unfortunately having that only option, and Keegan Bradley, I'd probably give candy to.
Okay, yeah, I can see that. That was a little bit of a divisive one because, again, 18 months ago, it felt like, well, who else are they going to invite? Phil's not available. He was going to be the guy. Tiger apparently wasn't available. So who do you go with? And again, I don't want to throw guys like Stuart Sink under the bus by any means, but it felt like they were struggling to find somebody, and you were coming off a brutal defeat, and you just felt like you needed someone that could rally, someone that was from the East Coast, somebody that you needed to infuse some passion. And when you come down to all of that, Keegan Bradley was standing there. It's like, you got to go with Keegan. That was my rationale for saying.
An Eastern kid.
Yeah. You're going to go with Keegan Bradley here. He'd just gotten snubbed by Zach Johnson in the previous cup. And then what you didn't take into consideration is that Keegan was going to be one of the top players for the American
That's
squad.
Correct. Yep.
And there was only so much he could do from a passion standpoint that to affect the outcome of the Ryder Cup. And it's a lot less than what he could have done with his golf clubs inside the ropes.
Yeah, it was kind of a pull on him back and forth as to whether he was going to pick himself as a player or if he was going to stay in the captaincy role. I know when we talked about it way earlier in the year when you threw down the ultimate pick of Keegan Bradley, a lot of people were talking about Freddie Couples. Freddie Couples had never been a Ryder Cup captain, and he had captained the President's Cup team, and so a lot of people thought that he was like the obvious pick, but it didn't go that far. It went straight to Keegan.
Mm-hmm. And I don't mind Fred Couples. I think the challenge with Fred Couples is that you have a lot of people like Larry Nelson who got unrightly overlooked.
See, and there's another one.
I think Larry's time's probably passed as far as, you know, we saw how Tom Watson, you know, coming back, that didn't work so well with the players. And I just think it feels like, wow, really? You're going to go with Freddie again? Why? Why Freddie? He didn't win a PGA. And, you know, so there's a lot of things that, although if you look back at it, I think Freddie would have done a fabulous job. Players love him. He's totally laid back. How do you not love playing for Fred Couples? And then you allow Keegan to go out there and actually compete. I didn't think Keegan was going to factor. I really didn't think that Team USA, 18 months earlier when Keegan was selected, I didn't think the USA needed Keegan Bradley to win at home at Bethpage Black. That's the truth, to be honest with you. And Keegan's game wasn't necessarily where I thought it would be, and the rest of Team USA wasn't where I thought it would be when it finally came down to game time at Bethpage this year.
There were some other things that came out that Justin Thomas talked about, that the ground staff at Bethpage didn't want to do as far as the speed of the greens and stuff, and they felt like they gave up an advantage with with speed of greens. They left them a little bit slower, which kind of played into the Europeans' hands as well. So there's just a culmination of a lot of things that happened.
I don't know how far I'm going to go down the road on that one, Bob. I mean, you get waxed that bad and you're going to blame it on the greens and the grounds crew. Come on now.
You know, and a lot of people think, a lot of people say, well, they only lost by 2 points. No, they didn't only lose by 2 points. It was never close the whole stinking time until the last day when they had a chance to get in the mix and possibly catch the guys. But still, the Europeans definitely did shellack us in this Ryder Cup.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, they ran the clock out, and we got a garbage field goal at the end that made it look closer than it was. I mean, that's the reality of it. So, So I guess having said all that, I'm going to give the PGA of America Cole for that one, simply because they should have been able to find somebody and not have to rely on Keegan Bradley. I'm not going to give Keegan Bradley Cole. I think I'm going to give him candy for not selecting himself, which had to have been a hard decision. He got snubbed the previous cup, and now the power for him to play finally again on that Ryder Cup, finally unpack that bag he's been keeping packed all these years, and it was in his hands. And he had to make the decision, and he chose for what he felt was the good of the cup. He felt like he should not pick himself. And I mean, you got to stuff that stocking full of candy for Keegan Bradley for just that act alone. You know, you can try to give him a bad time about, you know, him ignoring analytics and putting the teams he did out there and what have you. I don't know that it would have mattered. It probably wouldn't hurt, but that aside, I'm giving the candy to Keegan. All right, let's go Ryder Cup fans. Bob, Cole or candy?
Oh, that's got to be Cole all the way. But what can you expect about New York fans, especially in a Ryder Cup situation? They're belligerent. They're surly. They get a few adult beverages in them, and they become unconscionable and extremely difficult to deal with. And it's unfortunate that kind of thing happened, but you know, it's the nature of the beast there at the Ryder Cup in New York City.
Yeah, I hate to say that they can't be. It felt like it was encouraged. I think this is back to my call for the PGA. I think the PGA probably could have, you know, affected a little bit. I think they riled them up. They wanted it to get nasty. They felt like they wanted that or needed that 13th man, if you will, in the fans. So, I'm going to throw Cole on the fans because there were enough incidents. But I would like to think that you can have a nice, healthy, rowdy crowd in New York without it going over the line like it did a few times. There's no sense. There's just really no situation where pouring beer on anyone or a wife of a player when some of the things that were said should ever be part of a competition, especially in the game of golf. But so that's why the call on the fans. But I think there were usually the case is that those are the minority that are the end up being the loud minority and cast a bad shadow on everyone else that was there, because not everybody certainly had that same, you know, sort of craze. A lot of them were just simply, you know, fired up and cheering for their team and trying to help Team USA get any kind of momentum. So from that standpoint, you know, that's appreciated, but they got to get it a little, the expectations need to be set a little bit better and need to be a little bit better controlled or example set for these fans rather than just almost stirring it up and encouraging that. Let's go to the next one. Tommy Fleetwood. Cole or candy for Fleetwood?
Oh, candy all the way. Gets his first win on the PGA Tour, wins the Tour Championship, and now he's, you know, up in the top five in the world. And, you know, it's good for him. He's a great player. He's a great person. And it's fun to see that he got his first win on the PGA Tour. And, you know, now it's a matter of how many he's going to win, because he's kind of opened up Pandora's box, and I hope to see him win many more, because he is such a great guy.
I agree with you. I mean, I think that Tommy is one of the great personalities. He's certainly one of the great ball strikers. in the game. And you know what? He is a guy that you would absolutely want on your team, you know, in any kind of competition. So I'm candy all the way for Tommy Fleetwood. I think he's also resisted the LIV invitations and remained, you know, true to the DP World Tour and the PGA Tour. So I think you got to throw him in that one as well. All right, before we run out of time, let's jump to the FedEx Cup playoffs. Let's just start with this. Cutting it down the way they did, Bob, from 125 down to 100, and then cutting the extra playoff event out and starting it where it did at
70.
At 70.
Yeah. You know, it's a constant shrinking of the playoffs and kind of the theme of what we're hearing with the PGA Tour in 2027. I would think, in my opinion, I would keep it in the 100 range and then make it and then drop it to 50 and then drop it to 30 or 100 to 70 to 30. And that's what I think, or where I think it should be. So I think compacting it too much is probably Cole, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I will give, I agree. On cutting it down, I'm not a big fan. I think we need to continue to give more players opportunities. We need to continue to build and grow the next superstars on the PGA Tour, guys that are, you know, maybe a little less known right now, but might be in that 100 to 125 category, and they just need to keep having the opportunities to jump out there and hone their talent. So, you know, I'm not a huge fan of that. As far as the playoffs are concerned, Justin Rose with a win in Memphis, I thought that was pretty cool. I'm candy on that. And then, of course, Scotty and Fleetwood doing their thing at BMW and the Tour Championship. So I love that. You know, the only thing I don't want to throw shade on Tommy, you know, that he played by the rules and it is what it is, with no starting strokes, which was candy for sure.
Right.
But the fact that Tommy gets his first dub ever, and it's at the Tour Championship in the end of the playoffs, and he takes home the $10 million of the $40 million purse. Meanwhile, Scotty's like, hey, remember me? I don't know.
He's still got 27.
He's still got a lot of money. I'm with you. But, again, Tour Championship, that's the way. If you're going to play it, you say, hey, you play the game, that's why you play it, then – you know, Tommy did that. There's no starting strokes. Everybody had an opportunity, and Fleetwood came out the victor, played the best golf that week. So, hey, we still got more to come. Ryan Ballingy is going to join us coming up in just a couple of minutes. We'll get his take on some of this Cole or candy. And then I want to talk about the fall playoffs, too, or the FedEx fall and what that provides, as well as some other topics on our Cole or candy. Ryan Ballingy joins us next. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
My name is Taylor, and I'm a real client of Siegfried & Jensen. They helped us to feel the reassurance we needed. They helped point us in the right direction, and they made this experience incredible.
Here for you whenever and wherever you need us.
Call Siegfried & Jensen.
Say hello to 4U Banking from Zions Bank, customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank, like credit cards. Experience 4U Banking today at a Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Credit card accounts are subject to credit approval. Certain terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See the consumer credit card agreement and disclosure statement for more details. Offers are available for new credit card accounts only and subject to change at any time. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
Right now is the perfect time to check out the all-new Black Desert Resort in St. George. You can stay, you can play, enjoy one of the many restaurants that are open to serve you, like the fun sports atmosphere at the 20th hole or the finest steakhouse experience at Basalt. Play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, home to the PGA and LPGA Tours. Take on the massive 36-hole putting course and enjoy luxury your way at Black Desert Resort. Book your experience at blackdesertresort.com.
Tease the season at Uinta Golf by Worldwide Golf and test drive the Ping G440 driver. The G440 is made with thinner and hotter face that delivers faster ball speeds while still providing Ping's game-changing forgiveness. Don't forget, we have gift cards in any amount for the special golfer in your life. Shop us in-store or online at worldwidegolf.com. Uinta Golf by Worldwide Golf, proudly serving golfers since 1971 and home of the legendary 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Get there.
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
Everyone needs a checking account, so get the one with built-in benefits to complement your unique lifestyle. Mountain America's MyStyle Checking has perks no one can pass up. You'll enjoy sizzling restaurant deals, peace of mind mobile phone protection, timely telehealth access, built-in identity protection, and clutch loan rate discounts. Make MyStyle your lifestyle at Mountain America Credit Union. Visit macu.com/mystyle. Insured by NCUA. Membership required based on eligibility. Some benefits require no cost registration or activation. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
My name is Nikki, and I'm a real client of Siegfried & Jensen. They'll help you deal with the insurance companies, get you the treatment you need, really go to bat for you.
We know how to win. If you've been injured, call Siegfried & Jensen.
They will absolutely take 100% care of you.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back. You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, joining us right now from GolfNewsNet.com. Ryan Ballingy, kind enough to spend some time. Happy holidays, Ryan. How are you?
Likewise, fellas. Doing pretty well. How about you guys?
Well, yeah, good. We're just talking off the air. We're split in a few different areas this week, and still through the magic of technology, here we are talking golf stretched across a few different places. So it's kind of cool.
What a world that,
right?
That this kind of thing is possible. I love the technology is not always great, but this is great.
It is great. And I didn't even have to carry a whole bunch of broadcast equipment with me, which, you know, back in the day, it was a full suitcase full of stuff just to try to pull anything like this off. So, yeah, now
connecting
it's a microphone.
To phone lines, all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if you did this in the radio days back then, Rye, but I remember when we were at a hotel like we're at now, we would have to literally appeal to the hotel manager. Hey, can we come down into some sort of back room, connect into a fax machine? Because we need a dedicated analog phone line in order to connect back and do the show. It was a lot of effort just to try to get a connection. And now broadband, Wi-Fi, I mean, the whole thing is, it's changed the game.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
Dedicated analog phone lines.
Yeah.
Woo. Those are some fun days.
That was a while ago.
Yeah. Those were fun days. All right, Ryan. So we're going to let you in on our little holiday game that we're doing here as we look back on the season that was 2025 in professional golf. And we're doing a little candy or coal on the stocking stuffers here based on the topic. And we just got finished talking a little bit about the PGA of America selecting Keegan Bradley as the Ryder Cup captain. This one's a little bit of a loaded question because there are a few different ways that you could look at it. But just initially, your thoughts on that candy or coal in that decision?
I mean, I guess it's coal. And I don't want to say that because I would like to say candy because I think Keegan Bradley really poured his heart and soul into doing this job and really got behind it. Seemed like the guys really like playing for him. Seemed like the response was that he delivered a lot of great communication, a lot of uplifting communication, and really took the job seriously. And that's what you need in a captain. But ultimately, he didn't win. And the course setup seems to be an issue that the Americans are still kind of harping on. I mean, Justin Thomas is still talking about it 3 months after the fact. They're still back and forth about that. I'm not sure that the lineups that he made were the most optimal. Then again, you know, if you're the worst pair, if you put up the worst possible pairing according to Data Golf multiple times, is that on you? Is that on the players? Whether you're remembered as a successful captain or not is whether you win, right? And
exactly.
Luke Donald will be remembered as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, European captain of all time, because he stepped in the first time in relatively short notice and he won. And then he won again on the road, really convincingly, despite it looking closer than it was in the end. And that's the difference between those two guys. But also that Keegan Bradley doesn't have and didn't have the apparatus behind him that Luke Donald does, did, and will. And that's where the coal should go, is to the PGA of America creating a Ryder Cup 10 years ago with the committee that seemed to kind of be getting results, only to blow it up, insert a guy who wasn't even on the candidate list into the job, and give him seemingly no textbook or resources to help him do it based on what happened with the Ryder Cup committee era. I think they're the ones who really probably should get the call, not so much Keegan Bradley.
Okay, so for clarification, that's exactly what I was talking about. So yeah, so we separated Keegan as a captain from the PGA selection of Keegan as a captain, and we give candy to Keegan because, you know, he poured his heart and soul into this thing, and also he had the opportunity to select himself, but for the good of the team, felt like he didn't want to do that so he could focus on his captain duties. The heartbreak of getting left off the team previously to then having that decision in your own hands and still choosing team over self, if you will, man, stuff that stocking full of candy for Keegan Bradley. The PGA of America selecting him, that's where I dropped the coal as well, because I feel like not having somebody in the pipeline ready to go when, you know, again, you couldn't have maybe seen that Keegan was going to be playing so well, but at the same time, he was still young and still in his prime and probably a little bit of a reach, only because they potentially, I don't know this for sure, maybe they assumed Tiger was just going to step in and do it. But when he wasn't available, they didn't feel like they had a contingency plan. And so they had to maybe jump a little quicker than they wanted to on a guy like Keegan.
And I feel like that's where two mistakes are compounded, right? I mean, Keegan Bradley played well enough to make the 23 team, and he obviously was left off of it in heartbreaking fashion. So what's the assumption then, that 2 years will pass and he'll be bad and he won't be good enough to make the team? I mean, I know golf is crazy like that, but you just can't make that. That's one bad assumption.
Right.
And then the other bad assumption on top of it was that you were putting all your eggs in the Tiger Woods basket when golf was fundamentally changing and you knew Tiger Woods was involved with TGL, the PGA Tour, and reshaping both. And you put all your eggs in the basket of him going, well, I'll make time to be the Ryder Cup captain, which is definitely not a part-time job. So they made that assumption without having, as you guys just said, a proper backup, a proper plan B of someone who could have been the captain, and Tiger said no. And then they just went, okay, well, if he doesn't want to do it, we're going to blow up the whole thing and call this rando who didn't even ask for the job. And then we're going to see if he wants to take it. I mean, yeah, that just doesn't make any sense to me.
Mm. I'm with you.
Give Larry Nelson the job. If you wanted a rando, give it to Larry Nelson. Like he was denied being captain. He should have had the opportunity.
Or to Freddie Couples.
Yeah. Pick Fred Couples or Steve Stricker, guys that have been President's Cup captains and absolutely smoked it. And I know that's a different thing, but they could have been ready to do the job immediately. And they ignored all that too.
Yep. Exactly.
Ryan Ballingy joining us here on Real Golf Radio. All right, so let's you brought up TGL. This is one that we haven't talked about. We've seen it for a season. It's ready to go for another. Are you candy or coal on the TGL?
I'm candy. I really enjoy this. I know that there are at least 750,000 people who like watching TGL. I think that's pretty good. It's weird. It's definitely weird, but I'm here for weird. I mean,
I'm here for weird. That's the line of the week right there.
I like it.
It's different than what we get every week with 72 holes of stroke play outdoors on perfectly mint surfaces. TGL season one was weird because you had to get used to the new presentation, the technology, the fake world to start, and then the real the short game. All of that stuff was new and different. And yet the players seem to embrace it and enjoy it and show a side of their personality you just don't see when they're playing for a $20 million signature event. And I think that's a good thing for golf, and that the load of having a two-hour match five different times over 3 months isn't that much to ask. So I think it's a good thing for golf. I think it's maybe not going to be here forever, but it's something that's going to be enjoyable for at least several years. And if, as long as they keep putting something into it each year, the green complex looks completely different. They made the bunkering better. They made the technology better. They put in new holes. As long as they keep it fresh, bring in new faces, and keep that cycle moving, then I think they've got something that could be solid for a few years.
Yeah. I like that. Candy, on my end, too, I thought it was really entertaining. I didn't watch every single one. I would get bits and pieces of it, but when I did watch, it was pretty interesting to see how these guys interacted together, how the different lies came into play. I would like to see, instead of just kind of a random golf course on the simulator, I would like to see maybe some of the top golf courses in the world and watch these guys play them, because not everybody can see those. So that's just my thought.
Oh, you're talking about ones that they don't play on tour?
Yeah. I mean, or yeah, just ones they don't play on tour, or, you know, marquee golf courses around the world that even they have played on tour as well.
Okay. Interesting. I guess I'm candy on it as well. I just limited. And I'll tell you, the reason I like it is what you said. It's on in the evening. You know, it's during a time of year where it's cold and dark for most of us. So there's not a whole lot to get excited about with the game of golf. We all go and play simulator golf. So, you know, to see the best players in the world play a little sim golf, it's kind of cool. I'll give it that. And it's not trying to compete with the PGA Tour. It's not trying to be the next best thing. It's just a thing, and it's around golf, and I think that's cool. So let's since you kind of mentioned this, the whole schedule and everything that's coming up, how about this idea of the new reduced schedule? Are you in favor of this? Is this a candy or coal situation in your mind? And then what's your opinion, Ryan, on where you think this is headed?
I think the idea of just drastically reducing the schedule to reduce the schedule is a coal thing to me. It could be a candy thing if they do it properly. I think 3 or 4 years ago, almost 4 years ago at this point, when LIV came out, I wrote this article about how the PGA Tour could restructure itself to kind of make sense and get the best players to play more often. And increasingly, it looks like the PGA Tour is doing a version of that, where they have kind of their top tier events, you know, whatever that number is, 24, 22, whatever. And then you've got your B tier, which would be, I suppose, the fall and some stuff otherwise, kind of a middle tier between the Korn Ferry Tour and all the players who could be in the Signature Series. And then you have to figure out a way to kind of present all of that together as one cohesive thing. If the schedule turns out that they have 20, 22, 24 events, they're all $20 million events, they have 100 to 120 player fields, they have a cut, that's a net positive to me, because then if that means we get most of the top 50 in the world playing all of those events, That's a more cohesive product. That's an easier sell to get people to watch. You don't have to know about the field list every time. It doesn't matter what the purse is. Those are good things. But if it's just culling for the sake of culling, and we still wind up with signature events that are 72 or 81 players, and there's no cut or a joke of a cut, then that's a loser to me. If they can figure out a schedule that looks has more money to it, is more appealing to everybody, but gets more people involved. If you have a full PGA Tour card, you should be in all of the events. That's my feeling.
Yeah.
So if they can do that, and they're guaranteed 100 player fields, everybody who got a card through the fall can get in all of those events, and everyone plays, cool, I'm in. Otherwise, I don't think that's going to be as good as they're hoping.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Here's my question.
One of the big things.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Paul. And I think you were going to, you and I are thinking the same way, Brian, but one of the one of the questions that I have is that, you know, the commissioner ended up talking about the rank and file or the middle class, and how do you develop that middle class when you've only got 22 events a year? And then the other thing is you're opening a lot of area on the schedule for somebody like Liv to come in and jump in and make their product more viable, especially mm-hmm. when they're going to 72 holes and wanting to get world ranking points and that kind of thing as well.
Yeah, I think that makes sense to me. My worry is if you're creating a more closed shop, exactly what you just said, Bob, how do you create the next generation of superstars? Do you, especially in a time now where you have fewer cards, which means you've also reduced the number of cards available through the Korn Ferry Tour. So do you ultimately kind of rip up the Korn Ferry Tour a little bit and make it a mini PGA Tour light? And you have more cards available between those, whatever that looks like. I'm not sure, but I know that the Korn Ferry Tour next year is going to be a lot more competitive because you're going to have guys who just played on the PGA Tour. And by every standard we've had for the last 40 some odd years, you know, 25 of them would have kept their card. Now they're going to have to play some on the Korn Ferry Tour if they don't do very well in their opportunities on the PGA Tour. And we've had this qualification system for the PGA Tour forever of top 125. Going down to 100 doesn't kill you because 101 to 110 doesn't deal with the reshuffle at all. They basically get into everything anyhow. And everybody else kind of gets into a lot of stuff anyway. So if you're going to go this full path of totally refurbishing the PGA Tour schedule, then you need to make making the top 100 truly mean something. And if that means those players beyond 100, 100 exactly, don't get to play, and they're on the Corn Ferry Tour or whatever next tier they're coming up with, okay, I'm fine with that. Then you can develop those players, put them in with the young guns that are coming up, and create opportunities. Otherwise, it just feels like a slightly smaller version of a PGA Tour that already exists.
All candy for Ryan Ballingy. Ballingy, thanks so much, man. Really appreciate it. Great insights, and well, happy holidays, my friend.
Likewise, thanks so much for having me. Appreciate you as always, and here's to a great 2026.
Let's go. Ryan Ballingy, golfnewsnet.com. That'll do it for hour number one. Stay tuned. The back nine's next.